Will gay people ever be welcome in military showers? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Supreme Court this week refused to take up a case designed to end the military's don't ask, don't tell policy. But the fight isn't over. Nathaniel Frank, author of Unfriendly Fire, says most Americans want the policy ended.
Well, 80% of the public agree, including a majority of conservatives and even churchgoers.
Which is a lot more than the 44% who were willing to let gay people in when President Clinton tried it. And that's why Frank says President Obama should simply sign an executive order and do it. The problem is that while the public may be on board, members of the military still worry about what might go on in the shower. Even though Australia, Great Britain, and Israel let you serve no matter who populates your sexual fantasies. So I just put it to the callers. Is it finally time to let recruiters openly recruit gay people the way they do straight people? Here's David, 22 years in the military.
If you signed that executive order, you wouldn't suddenly quit.
Oh, absolutely not. And majority of the people in the military would not quit.
Caroline had an interesting approach.
You'd commit political suicide trying to remove that policy.
So, she says, she wouldn't end the policy. She would simply amend the policy.
Keep don't ask, don't tell, but amend it to include don't punish, don't disqualify.
Don't ask, don't tell, don't punish, don't disqualify. But wait a minute, wouldn't that be the same as ending the policy? Oh, you people are so clever.
Thank you.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.